Hey, it's Calvin. We're back. So everything that I've talked about up to this point is about business and entrepreneurship, even though it may not seem like it on the surface. But it really is, because this is the stuff that matters. And all the other stuff is just tactics and strategies and like blah, blah, blah. And all that's fine. Oh, warning, low battery. All that is fine, but it's not what this is about. It's not what really matters. So that's why this is what I love to talk about, because this is where the rubber hits the road. This is what freaking matters. And I'm a programmer. I mean, I wrote Simplero from scratch myself. So it's not like I'm afraid of touching, you know, the junk or the nitty gritty and all that stuff. It's just not super interesting, because it's not, that's fun and we can talk about it and that's great, but it always changes and is like, nah, it's not what really matters. What really matters is the stuff that we've talked about here. That said though, I would like to add a few words about business and how to do business in a way that really, you know, works with this. And so a couple things. It's kind of a hodgepodge of stuff, but like we talked about, business is fundamentally easy. And the more that you can be you and just radiate out who you are and let yourself be seen and share what you're about and honor yourself and love yourself and be, take up your space and want the things that you want and all the things that we've talked about, the more you're going to naturally radiate that essence that you are. And that essence is what we care about. That essence, being able to feel you, being able to connect with you, to really like, yes, there's someone there. Someone's home, right? I can feel you. That's what we want. That's what everybody's wanting. That's what we're all looking for, is that connection, that, you know, touching someone else's heart and being touched by someone else in the heart and just feeling that essence of who you are, your life force, your want, your essence. And the more that you do that, the easier things are going to be, because this is your best marketing. Like, it's not about, like, you can make, Seth Godin likes to say that you can be the same as everybody else, only cheaper. And that's a sucky proposition, because, like, you're just going to, there's always going to be someone else somewhere who's willing to do it even cheaper. And so that's a race to the bottom, and it doesn't lead anywhere good. Or you can be the only one. And the way that you're the only one is that you are you. You're already the only one. Right? You're already the only one. So by being you and respecting and honoring what you want and creating that in the world and radiating that and sharing your quirky genius and the weird ways that you think and like whatever it is, the idiosyncrasies that you have and like your weird childhood issues and personality and all that crap, like whatever it is, just like be yourself. Allow yourself to be yourself. That's how you become interesting, and that's what you're going to be, that's going to be your greatest marketing asset, is just being the true you. So that's like a key business insight. Forget about like tactics and strategies and all that. That's like fine, and you can play with it, and if it's fun, that's fine. If it works, that's good. But it's not, don't go chasing it because you think that you need to, that there's something wrong with you, or that you need to learn something. Instead, go look at what you appreciate, like what kind of restaurants or coffee shops or clothes or stores or software products or info products or like whatever it is, like where do you like to shop and how do you like to shop and how do you like to be marketed to? Like we all want to buy stuff. We all love to buy stuff. So getting people to buy is actually not that hard. It's, we want to spend money. That's why we make money, right? So we can spend it. We love spending money. So it's more a question of find out how you can be yourself and give something of yourself and be towards others like you, the same way that you like others to be towards you. That's what it comes down to there. The other thing I want to say about business is that you want to build your list, build your audience. That's the main asset that you have in your business. You've probably heard this a million times, but it's really true. You want to make sure that you build up an asset. Just got a chick on the dog. Build up an email list or Facebook followers. I would always say emails are the best because you own the email addresses, whereas Facebook likes, you never know what Facebook does with their platform. So, but they're good too. But email addresses, build up that asset and build that relationship with your audience. So your audience is bigger than your mailing list, but your mailing list is obviously, is kind of like the home, you know, place where it belongs, the home base, if you will. Always be building that relationship and be building your audience and be generous and share and ship and all that stuff. That's really important. This kind of online teaching is awesome for everybody. You don't have to be like a coach or a teacher or that to be your primary business. Like my primary business is software, but I'm still using teaching because that's a great way to connect with people and it's a great way to give value, and you can do it, you know, digitally, so you don't have to spend a lot of money on it. You can just deliver it. Marginal cost is almost zero. And regardless of what you do, teaching is a great tool for marketing. It you know, sharing, giving, creating great content. It's the way that marketing is done these days. Who knows what it's going to be like 10 years from now, but right now, sharing what you know and connecting with people that way is a great way to teach, to market. Co-creation is something I'm big on. With my software, I create it and other people use it, and then they give me feedback or they write questions, and then I adjust it based on what they say and how they use it, and they come up with the ways and desires and needs that I hadn't thought of. And so this becomes an act of co-creation. Simplero is a product that I've co-created with my customers, with my audience. And I love that about it. It's like it becomes way bigger than just me and my imagination. It's really something that we do together, and it's so much more fun that way. And you can do that with anything that you do, pretty much. If you're teaching, if you're making products, you can still co-create that with people by getting feedback and adjusting it and tuning it and stuff. And just like everything is in motion, that's okay. Everything is always evolving. It doesn't have to be set in stone. You can do some and then release it and then get feedback and do another thing again. And I also wanted to talk about money, because money is huge, and we all have a lot of beliefs around money. It's so funny. If you kind of look out the window, sitting here looking over Manhattan, and think of all the things that are going on, and you just look like a Martian from the outside at the interactions that are taking place, and you're like, oh, there's a place, there's a store down there on the corner that has all kinds of wonderful... Hey, doggy! Hey, not my bag. She's eating my bag. No. You can take your toy. There we go. That's better. Sorry about that. It's got all these wonderful fruits and vegetables and like, and all this stuff. And she's really nasty. She's really, All right, hold on 1 second. I'm just going to grab her. And you can see her. Here we go. So say hi to the audience there. Say hi to the nice people. Hey. Do you like her? She's sweet. Yeah, she's so cute. Anyway, so I was saying, so if you're a Martian or a puppy like her, looking down on all these things going on down there, then you're like, that's so wonderful. And so people walk in and they take some and then they walk out again. And like, but really, like, so money... You'd be like, that's sweet. But think about how many interactions down there money are really influencing. It's insane. It's crazy. It's like almost anything. And we use money very much as an excuse for things. Like, I can't hire people because I don't have enough money. Or I can't get this because I don't have enough money. Or like, you know, blah, 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 money, money, money. And the mindset I want you to have around money is that all the talk about money, it's never about the money. It's never, ever about the money. We use money as an excuse for the things that we aren't ready for. If, like, instead of saying, I don't have money to hire the people that I want to hire, say, I'm not yet a match to a vibrational match to what I want to create, the people that I want to hire. I'm not there yet in terms of how much positivity and how much help I'm willing to allow into my life. And that's what it's really about. And so once I'm ready for that, then the right helpers are going to show up and the money to pay for them are going to show up. It's going to be fine. It's not about the money. By making it about the money, we're actually playing the victim, right? Because now the money becomes the authority outside of us, and it's poor me because I don't have the money, and if I just had the money, then blah, blah, blah. So it's a way of avoiding responsibility. So whenever you hear yourself use the money excuse or the time excuse, beware that now you're not taking responsibility, and find a way to go back and take responsibility. That's what I wanted to say about money. Other than that, money is just natural. It's a natural exchange. I love money. I'm glad that we have money, because like otherwise, if you go in the store and you'd have to, you know, carry 10 oranges so you could get a piece of lamb or something, that would suck. It would be very difficult. Stop biting my ear. Yeah, money is just a means of exchange. We have all these stories about it, and it's all just mostly just crap. It's just, see, money is like an opportunity to heal your relationship, just like any other relationship. You can heal through your relationship with money, and you're going to be better. All right, I'm going to stop this video now because my little puppy here is... All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.